With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. We are your hosts. I'm professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield, and we have the unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk.
Hi.
We've got a lot of Percy Pigs today, and we've got a lot of new news.
Woo!
Oh, well, actually, to be fair, these aren't Percy Pigs. These are Percy's parents.
Percy's parents. And I am full of
them.
Sugar.
I'm
so super into it.
Full of sugar and soy sauce because we had sushi. It's a winning combo.
Yep, I'm a little bit worried about this episode. I've got one arm in the air for no reason.
There's no jackfruit though, so it's good.
We promise to avoid that from now on. But yeah, we've got loads to talk about. We've got loads of new news. We've got our highlights of the week. Our main feature this week is going to be, we're going to talk about makeup that makes us happy.
Yeah.
Which is nice. And we've got a giveaway.
Have we?
We've got a CRT giveaway.
We have.
And I'm the unprofessional one.
I know.
We've got a giveaway. We mentioned it last week. There is a new palette out from CRT, the Astro Light collection. And we've got one of those palettes, as well as a bunch of the Glitter Flip lips and a Wonder mascara.
And the Dewy Stick.
And a Dewy Stick. All
it's
to
all
give away.
All kinds of good.
Which is very exciting. So stay tuned till the end. And we're going to tell you how you can win that. But we should start with some new news.
New news. Dun, dun, dun. First up, Lindsay, we have a new brand, which is called Oh Hi.
Oh Hi.
Which I just like saying it like that. Spelled O-H-I-I. And as far as I can tell, this comes up as being... So I got the... I was going to say call sheet. That's not what I meant. I got the newsletter about this from Urban Outfitters. So I have a feeling this is like an Urban Outfitters own brand. So it's kind of them delving into their own creation of beauty.
Interesting.
Which, as many of you may know, Urban Outfitters have a really cool like little beauty section within their store. They have some really great niche brands as well as more well-known ones. Oh Hi Beauty is a beauty brand that says it's fun, it's for everyone, it's inclusive. There's a mix of beauty products ranging from the likes of liquid lipsticks to lip jellies, but then also things like face masks and deodorant. So quite a mix of different products in there. There's a little bit of a Glossier vibe, I'm not gonna lie. Packaging looks very cute, and I think this is quite an edited mix of products in this, so we haven't tried it, but it will be interesting to see.
Yeah, definitely interesting. All the way from like deodorant and face masks.
Yeah, it's quite a mix.
Color cosmetics. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't going to mention it. I'm going to mention it. Similar vein that the company behind ColourPop have just launched a skincare
interesting
range too, called Fourth Ray, which is wellness inspired and kind of Glossier-ish and very limited collection. Again, we haven't got it, so I don't want to talk too much about
it. Just new news.
But it is new news, yeah. It's new news, isn't it?
It's new news.
It's out there for people that are looking for a budget-friendly... I haven't read too much about it, which I found kind of weird. But yeah, that's out too. It's called Fourth Ray. It's available online. Do you know what's not as affordable?
What?
Tom Ford.
But we do love it.
And this is... I've never known more newsier new news, but news just in.
News
Tom
just in.
Ford has named a lipstick after Cardi B.
That's nice of him.
Isn't that nice of him? Yeah. I mean, I don't know Cardi myself. I understand there was a shoe throwing incident last week.
I heard there was a bit of... I don't want to use the D word. There was a bit of drama.
Yeah, we're staying away from that.
Staying away from that.
But yeah, it's in the new Boys and Girls collection, or additions to the girls Boys and Girls collection, which are the minis that are named after boys he has known and girls he has known.
Oh.
And this Cardi B is... it's a very pretty blue.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's a very bright, pretty blue. I'm not against it.
No.
It's not for me.
It's not going to be my first choice. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not a blue lip wearer, but it's basically Smurf blue. And I'm super into it for Cardi.
For Tom.
So that's nice.
That's nice. Next up, we have a new Glossier launch. Mm. Hold on to your purses, guys. Hold on to your purses. Interesting one, Lizzie. This is skincare. This is the Zit Stick.
Yes.
Looks like a marker pen. It's, again, lovely Glossier packaging. This claims to, after 3 hours, reduce a pimple size by 83%. Oh, sorry, for 83% of subjects. I misread that. And after 24 hours, 4 out of 5 subjects said swelling was eliminated and pimples healed faster than normal. So it's like a sort of Zit pen. You can just apply it on top of a pimple to help reduce the size and, I guess, help the healing process speed up a little bit. Fast acting clearing, and obviously it's kind of a you keep it in your pocket, so easy to carry about in the day. The key ingredients in this are benzoyl peroxide, and then there's a salicylic acid in it, tea tree oil, and it does look like a marker pen, which does make me want to try it.
I mean, it seems pretty standard ingredients.
Yeah, it's so what you'd expect.
Really, it's the Glossier pitch again of interesting packaging.
Yes.
I just never know how I feel about those pens that you just touch it directly on, because I'm like, well, the pen's not picking up the bacteria.
And this is a metal rollable, so I guess at least with that you could, it's easier to clean than a brush, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want it with those spongy ones. I'm always like,
no, don't do it.
Much like one of our wonderful members of our Facebook group, woo, Heather, pointed out with the Charlotte Tilbury Magic Concealer, which is supposed to be incredible.
Yes.
But it's got one of those nasty spongy applicators like the Maybelline Age Rewind. You've got to pull it off because it's just grubby and it'll pick up bacteria. But yeah, I guess if it's metal, you can keep it clean. I thought it was so weird about that.
I feel like
it'll be good.
I'm interested to try it because I do have a Dr. Murad salicylic 2%, which I love, and that really works. So because this has salicylic acid in, I'm curious to try. We will report back, guys, as and when we get to try that. But that is new from Glossier.
That's who we are. We do that for
you. That's what we got.
We've got so much new news this week.
There is a lot this week.
I just do want to say, if anyone's like, oh, but you didn't mention that, that's because there are so many things out at the moment because Christmas is coming. It is a coming.
Oh, the C word is coming, and we don't want to make an hour about new news.
Yeah,
it's too
and
much.
Last week we talked about 1 million palettes, and this week there were like another 17,000 palettes. So we might give you a quick overview.
Yeah.
But we've got so much stuff. I'm excited about this because I've given it a shot and I've really liked it. Is a new concealer from Jouer. Now, we talked about Jouer last week and their palettes and their rose gold collection. And you had said you hadn't tried their tinted moisturizer, which is what they're really
known
for. No,
and I've always wanted to.
Yeah, and now they're actually coming out with this concealer, which is the Essential High Coverage Liquid Concealer. It is an Essential High Coverage Liquid Concealer, strangely enough, which has full coverage, hyaluronic acid and resveratrol to achieve creaseless soft matte finish whilst correcting and smoothing out skin imperfections. It is, so we'll talk about what's good about it. It has got hyaluronic acid in, we love that. It's got resveratrol in it, which is an antioxidant, which we love. That's great for skin. It is so full coverage. It is so full coverage. you have to use a tiny, tiny bit and layer it. But you can layer it.
Yeah.
I like the finish on it. I think it's a really good product. It's $22 as well, by the way. When I first saw the shade range, and there are 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, just did my math, 25 shades, which is decent. It's not brilliant in this post-Fenty world, but it's decent. I first looked at it and was like, this looks very, very light. Doesn't look like there are that many dark shades. And when I opened the box and saw all the concealers, it looks like they're all just 20 shades of white and then 5 shades of dark. But when I actually got it out and tested it on my arm and swatched all of them, I will say there are so many differences in undertones. I do still think they could have done more on the dark end of the spectrum, 100%. But they have done a really, really great job of addressing different undertones. They need to extend it, and they need more darker shades. Yeah.
We're getting there. I think things are getting better, and the more we talk about it, the better they'll continue to get. So for me, where we now say 25 could be better, we have to remember, you know, maybe 5 years ago, 10 was good.
Yeah,
so
I know.
So we're getting there. And again, I'm not letting anyone off the hook here. This is more just to say, like, you know, we are getting there, guys. And if we keep making noise about these things, then these things will get better.
And I think what they're doing that is good, like, you know, there's they're doing pink undertones, yellow undertones, neutral undertones, peach undertones, red undertones, olive undertones. And we talk all the time about how hard it is to find stuff for olive undertones and red undertones.
Yeah.
And they are there. It's just, I think because it is so full coverage, it won't be forgiving if it's not the right shade for you.
You're going to need the right shade.
Yeah. But then also Jouer is a small independent brand, and hopefully they will extend.
Yes.
It's one thing to be like a Tarte that is a huge, huge company and not bring out enough and then give out a rubbish excuse. but maybe Jouer are going to extend. And I know they have in the past extended lines as they've gone along. This is out in October, so it'll be interesting to see where it goes from there. But it is, if you can find your shade, and I was the second lightest, it's pretty good. Because I am very light. I am very often either the lightest or I can't get anything light enough.
Yeah.
So for me to be the second lightest in this is good. So at least they've covered that end of the spectrum, the very, very fair end. The darker end will come, hopefully. And it is there. I mean, I would say there's a good 10 shades that are going to work for darker skin tones. It's just maybe
there could
have
been
much darker in the middle. But it is, if you can find one that works, I think it's brilliant. I think very, if you're a fan of Shape Tape, if you're a fan of a very full coverage of matte concealer, you're going to like it.
So we all love a bit of Hourglass around these parts.
That's true.
We do. We've got a lot of love for Hourglass. True and story. Hourglass have done another lighting edit.
Oh, would you believe it?
This one is called Unlocked. Very beautiful packaging with a little bunny emblem into the H, because this one is a full vegan palette as well. Hourglass have told us they are working towards making all their products vegan in the future. Yeah. So I know they're working really hard to do that. So this has a mix of the setting powders, blushes, highlighters, and I believe there is a bronzing shade in there by the looks
usually
of it.
Usually is, isn't there?
I mean, this looks great and I'm excited to try it, but I have to say for me, volume 3 was the one that smashed out the park for me. So it's going to have to be better than that one for me to change up my volume 3. What are your thoughts, Lindsay?
I was so in love with volume 3 because I had the most of the shades that I could wear on my skin tone. This looks really lovely. Maybe it's going to be better if you're a slightly more medium-y skin tone. There seems to be quite a lot of peachy colours to it. And then the blush is quite a purpley blue blush. I don't know. I'm keen to see it. And it's nice that it's supporting the Non-Human Rights Project, which is an animal rights charity. So 5% of profits from that palette will go to that. And while we're on palettes and while we're on Christmas, because that's Christmas.
It's coming, guys. It's around
coming,
the corner.
Whether we like it or not. Just to mention a couple of palettes that are launching in the next couple of weeks, which I personally was interested in. After we talked about the Urban Decay Naked Cherry palette, that's launching at the end of this month. They're having an event and I'm not in town. I'm quite upset about it.
I could have
gone to a party. Of course you're bloody gonna go, aren't you? And I can't bloody go. It's got to take bloody Jeff out for his bloody birthday. So selfish. Or maybe I just take Jeff.
You could take Jeff to Urban Outfitters. I'd love that. It's not that what I want.
He'd love it. But yeah, so the Urban Decay Naked Cherry is coming. Cherry is the theme, apparently, of Christmas palettes. The Kim Kardashian KKW Beauty Wild Cherry. The Cherry Wild Cherry? Cherry Blossom? Have I gone mad? Cherry anything.
Very sort of maroony.
Cherry Blossom. Wild Cherry will be the next one, won't it? Yeah. Cherry Blossom palette is coming out as well in a couple of days. I actually think that looks really pretty.
Yeah, like, I think I'm always drawn towards the more ready tones. That's really what I'm into.
Really chocolatey neutrals with a couple of reds in there. And the quality on that KKW Mario palette
was amazing.
So good.
That really threw me. I was expecting not to be that fast. And I have to say, that was like silk.
And full disclosure, really I wanted to not like it. Yeah. Because I wanted to be like, screw you, Kim Kardashian. And now I have to be like, thank you, Kim Kardashian. It's a really nice palette. Yeah. And it's made me more interested. I really like the one that she just did recently, the bronzy summer one as well. But I just felt it was quite
samey.
Well, and
you liked the pen collab, didn't you? The roll-up crayons. You really like those.
Crayons. Yeah, I love that. So I am tempted. I am kind of tempted. And I think for $45, it's not a bad value for 8 shades. I think it's quite nice. There's also a Bobbi Brown palette coming that's very similar shades. Yep. It's whiny cranberry colours and bronzy, gorgeous, shimmery browns. Summer palettes were all neutrals with a pop of blue. Yeah. All the Christmas palettes are neutral with a pop of red.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. Apparently everyone got together and had that meeting without us. And then if you want something completely different, this is really interesting, I think, by Terry, which is a brand we don't talk about that often, and a brand that I think gets overlooked quite often. They are launching a new concept into Selfridges in Manchester and London in September called the Palette Factory.
Oh, I like this.
And if you can even believe it, you'll be able to go in and create your own palette.
That
so you can
fun.
Pick whatever shades you want. You can pick how many pans you have. There are small palettes, big palettes. There are these really beautiful, crazy, like bubblegum colours.
Nice.
There are these marbled colours.
Very
that are
different
really
from By Terry, isn't it?
Really different. Because I think of By Terry and I think of classic, pretty,
like
neutrally.
A Laura Mercier style brand. Very like, you, I was gonna say your skin but better, but it's very much that kind of just natural enhancing beauty.
This is a lot more
it's color
sort of yeah very
quite intense,
bright,
bright colors.
So that's gonna be really interesting. And I think it's something, I know you can do it in the Hourglass stores, you can make your own palette, but you can only make your own palette of certain powders. I think they're ambient lighting palettes, right? Powders. You can't use the blushes or the strobe powders, which makes me sad because that's what I want. I think this will be nice if we're going this way, and we're going to be having a lot more customization and personalization. That can only be a good thing.
Yeah, I'm
so
really excited by that.
Yeah, I'll check that out next time I'm in Selfridges. Mm. Make a nice Christmas present to be able to
That's a really nice idea. Even if you can choose, like, I wonder if they'll do it as like a voucher so you could give it to the person, then they go choose it. That really would be a great idea.
I wouldn't hate that.
I'd do it for you.
Oh.
Would you do that like, for me?
I would do that for you. I would do anything for love.
But I won't do
I would
that.
Do that.
I would do that.
Have a
moving
pig.
Moving on.
Oh, moving on. I just feel like we could do new news all day today. There is so many things.
I think, Lindsay, because it's the C word coming soon.
Yeah.
This is, I think now we're going to see elevation.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah. We're going hard.
We are going
Christmas.
Hard into Christmas launches. There's going to be a lot of gift sets coming out. You know, sometimes they're good though, because you can save money by getting more for your money than maybe the one thing you originally wanted. But we are going to see more.
Love a gift set. The thing that I dislike about this time of year is the lack of new launches and new innovation.
Yes.
Because it's all about gifting and big things. I am gonna have to mention it, and I said I was gonna be like really positive on this episode, but two different people have sent me this, so I have to have got to
Go
mention
on.
It. Have you seen the Tarte Christmas sets yet?
No.
So Tarte are doing like a tropical Christmas theme.
Right.
They've got a palette. I was asked my opinion on this palette.
Does it have a unicorn on it?
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. It's beyond your wildest dreams. It is a palette in the shape of a massive pineapple.
I really wondered where you were going with that then.
massive pineapple. It's called the Pineapple of My Eye Collector's Palette. It is $59. And it's a massive pineapple.
Hates it.
No, but that's it. Hates it. Can't relate. Like, look at it. It's a big, golden, multifaceted pineapple.
I just quite like that now. I'm sick of all the, like, tacky coverings they've done. Maybe not. I don't know.
It's a great big, massive pineapple. Personally, I don't tend to recommend Tarte collector sets or large sets anyway, because they don't tend to be the best quality. Like, I love the Rainforest of the Seas, I love the Tartlet and the Tartlet in Bloom, and I really love the seashell palette. I did, as much as I hated the seashell of it. But these big sets that they do at Christmas tend not to be so good, generally speaking. I honestly haven't tried it, so I can't say it's rubbish, but in the past experience, maybe the last 3 years when I've tried the larger
this could be
sets,
different, we don't know,
could be different, but what we can say for sure is it's a massive pineapple.
It's a bloody big golden pineapple.
So if you enjoy a giant golden pineapple,
it could double up as homeware.
Yeah,
you
fill
could
your
store
boots.
It on your shelf, and then it's like everyone has a gold pineapple. I have a gold pineapple. Everyone has
there
one.
There you go. I can't say I have.
I'm going to change
a pineapple
that.
Lamp.
There you go. That's
actually,
what I mean.
Yeah,
everyone's
but then
got
that
something.
Lamp was given to me by a skincare brand that was making something out of pineapples.
All right, you're cheapening my pineapple now.
Yeah, I've ruined your pineapple.
You've ruined my pineapple.
Well, so all right, I'm not into the pineapple. Harry, who hates the pineapple, now loves the pineapple.
Very conflicted.
That's what you're getting for Christmas. Massive pineapple.
I'm not sure about that. Can I have the Terry one instead?
Nope, you're having the pineapple. You get what you're given and you're having the pineapple.
I will never speak again.
But yeah, I'm excited for Christmas gifting. I really thought we'd reach peak advent calendar last year. Turned out we hadn't. It's
that is
just
a monster
gone
that's
more
gonna grow.
Mental.
That is, I think the advent calendar thing is the new eye palettes.
Oh my god, it's insane.
It's created
it's
a
monster that's devoured itself at this point.
And now it's getting to the point where like the calendar's so big and ridiculous. Before it was like you get a full-size shower gel, and it was like you get a car. You open door 24 and there's a bloody Mercedes convertible in there, and you're like, I can't compete with this. Back in the day, I was really happy to get a Dairy Milk chocolate calendar.
£85,000.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've gone a bit far with the advent calendar. Yeah. I mean, I love it, and I'm not going to lie, I would like Dave to get me one, but even when I try and show Dave like a Liberty's one, he just looks at me as like, you're having your Dairy Milk and you'll be happy with it.
Don't be a monster.
Yeah.
My first year in LA, I had like three of them. I got dead carried away because I was a bit homesick and I was so far away, and I was just like, went very hard on Christmas my first year in LA, and I had three beauty advent calendars, and then I was like, you've gone too far, Lindsay, you've gone too far. And I will say, for the most part, apart from the very luxe ones like the Liberty,
I want the Diptyque one still. I'm not gonna lie,
the last 2 years my finger has hovered over that button.
But that to me makes sense, because I'm like, I'll actually use the candles and things in it in terms of like every day. Whereas I think sometimes I don't know.
This is it. I don't feel like you're getting, even when it's like, but it's this much value. Like the Elemis one that's coming out this year, I think it's excellent because you get full size Pro Collagen Marine
Cream.
That's
where you save your money.
Yes.
That's
and the you clever get to ones. Try. But then there's the ones where you get sample sizes that are so small.
Yeah.
You couldn't ever possibly benefit from it.
No.
Or
all the packaging's really shite, and then you feel like, oh, I'm going to use that once and it'll end up falling apart.
And then,
or it's the product you want, but not in the shade you want. Yeah. So then it's a bit like, well, I might as well have just gone and brought.
Exactly, I'd rather do it. And yeah, I bought the Charlotte Tilbury one a couple of years ago, and ultimately I just wished I'd bought a quad or something.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
It was really fun and I felt really bougie and excited at having my cute little mini Charlotte Tilburys, but then I was like, oh, but like, I could have just gone and bought one that I actually really wanted.
I hear you.
So yeah, I would just, I urge caution when you're looking at your advent calendars. Don't get it unless you're super into it. I'm gonna get the Paul and Joe one,
yeah,
for sure.
That's it. I think get them if you feel like there's a way it's going to save you money, or there's items in there that you know you're like, this works out way cheaper buying something like an advent calendar or the gift set. Do it for that reason. But if it's just because it's fun, there's a lot of ways to have fun these days.
The Paul and Joe one speaks to my heart because it's Paul and Joe.
It's going
to
happen. We both
know that.
It's
covered in cats, and that makes me really happy because nothing makes me happier than makeup and cats. Yeah. Not necessarily at the same time, but when they can be combined, I'm a happy camper.
Yeah.
Which brings us nicely onto today's main feature.
For the love of makeup.
For the love of makeup. Makeup that makes us happy. Makeup that does good for the world, not makeup and things that do bad for the world. So we thought, you know, we're going to pick up the tone. I feel like people are having a bit of a hard time at the minute. It's a shift in season. Everyone's back to school.
I felt
back
homesick
to work.
Last week.
You've been
so
feeling
I was
homesick.
Like, makeup's so, brought me some TLC recently.
Yeah,
and a bit of
I think
happiness.
Sometimes you need to remember that a little bit and take that 2 minutes, of whether it's self-care, if you want to call it self-care, or whether you just want to be like, what's a thing that makes me happy?
Yeah.
Because it can't always be Percy Parents.
No, and I think sometimes there's that lovely distraction with makeup when you're just having a bit of a shit day, when you think, oh, and I know for me, honestly, I've been doing this capsule makeup challenge as well that I've been doing over my YouTube channel, just to, you know, get creative with the makeup I already have as well. Yes, sometimes it's treating yourself to something shiny and new, but sometimes it is even just going through my little collection and kind of having a play again. And even if I'm not going anywhere, there is something lovely about sitting at home sometimes, getting all my clean brushes out and feeling a bit fancy. I'll put a bit Beyonce on, set the tone, and I almost pretend I'm going out even if I'm not. And let's face it, that is the best bit of going out anyway.
Yeah, it is. So, and it's just like, sometimes it's just nice to look pretty.
It is.
Just for yourself.
I've got to say, like, I think sometimes, I mean, I've talked a lot recently about how much I love Jamelia Jamil. I have so much love for Jamelia Jamil.
We love her so much.
And I think there's, you know, a lot to be said as well for not confusing the things she talks about with, there's nothing wrong with wanting to look good. Like, that's important too. But it's just, I think what I understand what she's saying, what I totally agree with, is it's nice if women also could be talked about in a way that we also get talked about our other talents as well as what we just look like. I think that's the point
Should
she's trying
all
to make
the
so I won't go too much into that, but,
no, but
I think,
do check out Jamelia Jamil
do check
and
her
the
out.
Way
she's
movement
amazing
because that's incredible,
definitely.
But yeah, I mean, we've always been big proponents of that, as you can be a feminist and love skincare and beauty. Of course,
it's a hobby for me. It's a hobby.
Yeah, I was thinking about this the other day because I was talking to someone about it and they were being a bit of a knob. It was just a person at the gym and they were like, yeah, but it is just like, should be like looking pretty or whatever. And I was like, do you know what? It's not. Sometimes it is, and that's fine. Sometimes it is like, I want to look like this today, pretty today. Like, but for me, it's never about, and even if it is, this is the thing, if it is, it's fine. But it, for me, it's not about correcting something that's wrong with me. It's about expressing something I want to feel that day.
Yeah. Well, and I think
which
it's
is that, beautiful.
Definitely. And I think it's self-expression. It's that, I mean, there's nothing nicer as well than you do something, whether it's, I don't know, a smoky eyeshadow or you put a lipstick on and you just notice that subtle change in your mood where you're like, that lipstick just did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is pretty bloody powerful sometimes when you can notice your mood change, even if it's just the slightest shift. Yes, you know, it can't always do that, but there are some times when I notice that I'll be like, this is so powerful that it can just lift my mood. And then, you know, maybe I do end up having a better day. Maybe it does have a bit of a knock-on effect too. And that's a really lovely thing.
And there is, let's all remind everyone around listening to us right now, nothing wrong with feeling a bit sexy.
Oh, I love feeling a bit sexy.
Who doesn't like feeling a bit sexy? That doesn't mean you're bad or that you're letting down the sisterhood or you're like in league with the patriarchy. That just means you're a hot piece and you know it. And you should be. So I feel like I've been really sort of leaning into trying to feel good about myself lately, yeah. wherever I can, because it's been a rough time for a lot of people yeah. and for me. And I think makeup is one of my safe, happy places.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to share that love. So we did have a word with our Facebook group. Big up the Facebook
Big
group.
Big up the Facebook group.
Please do come and join us. Pop along to facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast. The top pinned post on that page will lead you to the Facebook group. It's a Facebook beauty banter group. And we will approve you our fair selves.
We sure will.
We do have to have an approvals process that literally just says, do you want to be in it? And then we approve it. But it's just to keep the weirdos away. Yeah. Actually, no, it's full of weirdos. And we're amazing because I'm one of them. but it's just to keep the mean people away. It's a safe space full of love, only happy things. None of the flies that have apparently just decided to all move into my flat at the same time. Thanks, America. But yeah, it's a very positive, uplifting, celebratory space where we all come together to celebrate makeup. So come there. And the what we're celebrating right now, I asked everyone in the group, what products bring you joy?
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be makeup. It could be something that makes you nostalgic. And I loved reading it because there were so many different answers from people saying like they love a Lush bath bomb.
Yeah,
actually quite a few
it struck
people
a chord,
said, like,
didn't
a
it?
I think yeah, it's Lush bath bomb. Siobhan loves her bath bombs. We had somebody else wrote in and said she and her husband buy bath bombs for that they're going away on special occasions.
Nice.
By just having the bath bomb yeah. makes her feel so happy, and that they took the shower gel on their honeymoon.
Oh, that's nice.
I thought that was really lovely. And then other people who said, you know, I really love my luxury products. It makes me feel like
yes, a special feeling.
Special, yeah. And it's nice. That's always nice. And then other people who just really, really love their skincare, which I thought was really interesting too, because that is self-care. Like that is looking after yourself, taking time to do your skincare. And I thought that was really beautiful. Mm. But yeah, I couldn't believe how many people responded right away. People who have kept their first lipstick they ever bought because it made them so happy.
I think there's a big nostalgia part to play, I think, with beauty as well, whether it's watching your mum do makeup or someone close to you in your family do makeup. Or, you know, the first time you bought your own makeup, you know, I think I've shared before on this podcast about going down market.
Yeah,
and, you know, I used to get my 99p Laval lipsticks, which were just part of my collection. And even that, the collecting part of it made me really happy. Just like seeing them all the colours together. And I guess for me, you know, it does extend into the knock on effect as well of making other people feel good is a really big part of beauty for me. And I do love that. You know, I even love now that sometimes my mum will want to wear makeup, and then sometimes she kind of is like, oh, I just can't be bothered. And then I can show her just one little thing that maybe something she just didn't know how to do or wanted to do. And she's like, oh. And again, it's even that watching people see themselves in a new light. And it's not to say it's better than what it was before. That's not what it's about. It's just kind of like, have a go. Have a go. Try something new. Step out your comfort zone. See what happens and see how it affects your mood. And I think that is just, it still shocks me today, actually, how powerful that is.
Yeah, it's really lovely.
Yeah.
Amanda, I just want to mention Amanda's, there were so many great posts, and I massively encourage you to go through and read this thread for just a massive kick of the happies. But I just want to read Amanda's post. She said, all makeup brings me joy. For me, makeup is the thing, and my skincare is to support my makeup. Two things bring me most joy at the moment. And this was just the best thing. She said, highlighter. I just love it. Any highlighter. Obviously, I'm right there with you, Amanda. But she said, on Saturday, I saw a lady on the bus, and I would guess she was 70, and she was wearing the most glorious iridescent pink highlighter on her cheeks. And that brought me even more joy than wearing it myself. And I was just like, oh my God, that's so awesome and so true.
Yeah.
And that made me so happy. So I was like, oh, I love that we all got to share that moment.
Yeah.
And I love the visual of this sort of super cool older woman on the bus.
Love it.
Massively beaming to the gods, sending that message up to the aliens saying, come hang out with us, we're the coolest.
I love it.
But it just makes me so happy. It makes people happy.
Well, I think there's so many elements as well of beauty that are interesting, whether it's things like that where you can appreciate on someone else. I mean, one of the things I used to love when I lived in London was watching people do their makeup on the tube.
Yes.
And I always used to think, oh my goodness, my mouth's probably open as I stare. Like, I couldn't be entranced by it, because I'd watch, like, with the dedication of women, like, doing makeup on the way to work, I get so enthralled on it, and I could really, and I always have the thing where I'd be like, I want to look in the makeup bag, I want to look what's in there. And it's not a judgment thing, it's just appreciation
just
of like, I love what you're doing, I love how you're doing it. There's like a ton of people around you right now, and you are doing your thing.
Yeah, I love it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, another thing that came up on the Facebook group that made me really happy was how many people have shared special. Like, so many people said a red lip, but then other people were commenting on each other's posts. They're like, oh my God, I love that too.
Yeah.
Someone mentioned the Chanel Peridot nail polish. And I was like, oh my God, I remember buying that. And like, I like went to get it on the day because I was so excited about it. And I think I've still got it somewhere. It made me want to dig it out.
Yeah.
But that's also the thing that where makeup brings us together. And it says we're not that different.
Yeah.
And, you know, anyone can enjoy this. And that's what's so important to me about diversity in makeup is that
everyone
not only
can be
involved. But everyone should be involved.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, a foundation line that doesn't have enough colours or, you know, you don't deal with the undertones for this person or making very high-end makeup that's not available to certain skin tones or making cheap makeup's not available to certain skin tones, you're excluding people, and that's wrong, because this should be all about the inclusivity and bringing people together, which is so beautiful. There was I was watching a review video the other day of the new La Prairie foundation that comes in like 8 shades and I watched it and it was called out on the video. I was like, oh, that's not okay. And it's like, and they were 8 shades of white.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, that's not right, because I want, if that's that amazing and it made me want it, I'm not gonna buy it.
But
I'm
then
not
you're
gonna
like
spend $200
to have it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, I want everyone to have it. And that was beautiful in the group where everyone was sort of chiming in and being like, oh my God, I love that too. I love that too.
Yeah.
What's some of the makeup that makes you happy?
It was funny, when we said we were going to do this topic, I actually did do that thing where I just stood in front of some of my makeup and I actually sort of, I did that like Marie Kondo thing where I was like, what brings me joy? I sort of like held it in my hand and I was like,
they all do,
but I can't take all my makeup to Lindsay's. So I've narrowed it down, Lindsay.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, we're both going to notice predominantly what I have in front of me. It's an overall experience. I know I always talk about this, guys, but it is how they perform. It's the
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Packaging is the way they feel in my hand. It is the emotional attachment I have as I use it, and how I'm using the word transformative, not in the sense of making me better, but in the seeing color appear on my eyes or seeing something that to me is really beautiful.
Mood.
Yeah, the transforming, a transformation of my mood. There's definitely, we've talked about this before as well in our packaging series, I think.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of black and gold going on.
You do.
I still love the YSL Le Cushion Encre de Peau, which for whatever reason you can't get in America.
Heartbreaking.
I think there is the Touche Eclat version of the cushion foundation in the US. I just love this cushion foundation. It's one I always go back to. Again, it doesn't have a great shade range, but annoyingly the one that I have, I just always
works
go back
to,
and it works great. Even as an adult, Chanel will always have a special place in my heart, because when I first knew I wanted to be a makeup artist, and I would drag my poor sister out and be like, right, come on, and she'd be like, you can't shout at people when you're doing their makeup, Harry, because I'd be like, keep still, and like, makeup was all her fault when I was really crap, but I was very uneducated at the time.
Shout at her though, that's allowed. Well, we learn and we
and
grow,
and the tables have turned now, because now she likes having her makeup done by me, so it all ended up well. But I remember being about 13, I think, knowing I wanted to do makeup, and my mum's friend was doing some Chanel makeup eyeshadow on my mum or something, or my nan, I can't remember. And I remember her saying that the eyeshadows irritated her eye. She had like an allergy to certain eyeshadows. So a week later, a Jiffy bag arrived at my house with the two Chanel eye palettes in. And even a 13-year-old, I knew those Chanel eye palettes were super special. So now there is that nostalgia of whatever I see, like the black and white packaging with the C's. It takes me back, which is lovely. You know, I've got a mix of some old Mary Quant shadows that I have that are vintage pieces that I keep just for collection, not to actually use. But I just, I love the history behind makeup. I love, like we've talked about, the innovation as well, you know, and that for me is everything. It's not just the formula, it's the packaging. It's the how user-friendly it is and things like that. I have some of the Victoria Beckham for Estee Lauder. Yes, the second collection wasn't as amazing as the first, but there's just something in it that it brings me joy when I use it. And I do notice myself being like, oh no, that's special makeup. I save that for a special occasion. Things like the Hourglass, you know, the lipstick, the Hourglass that we both love that you introduced me to.
So beautiful.
I think these lipsticks are just so special. And again, there's something about it when I hold it. Marie Kondo here is like, oh, it brings me joy. It brings me joy. I mean, so I've got quite a few, but share me what you've got, Lindsay. What have you got?
I was having a really hard time when I was thinking about it because I was like, oh, all my makeup brings me joy. Everything makes me happy. And I was like, no, realistically, like there's stuff that's workhorse product that's like you use it because it's good. Like the Maybelline Age Rewind Under Eye Concealer that I come back to time and time again. Like, I love it. It works brilliantly. It's fantastic. But it doesn't bring me joy. If anything, I'm like, oh, the packaging on this is shit. It's like a chore. Yeah. So then when I actually thought about the stuff that made me like joyously happy, some of it was skincare. I was surprised. Like, it was something I've stuck to for years now, the Elemis Cleansing Balm, which I've been using since it launched. So I think it's 5 years now.
I think you're the OG fan.
Oh my God, I love it so much. Well, I remember, so I got that. I was in England on a book tour. I do books. But I was in England on tour and my skin was really, really irritated. It was just really dry. It was summer. It just couldn't calm down. And I met with my friend who worked at Elemis and she was like, let me send you this. It's not out yet, but like, let me send you a sample of it. And they had a little pot and she was like, just leave it on as a mask and like, it'll really calm your skin down. And it worked wonders. I was like, oh my God, this is actually legit. And then because I was on tour, I was wearing a lot of makeup for events and stuff, and I was using it as a cleanser, and just straight away I fell in love with it. I love the texture of it. I love the smell of it. I know it's a pricier product. I know there are other alternatives out there, but that, everything, like the experience of unscrewing the jar, wiping my hand around, you know, scooping a little bit out, the texture of it, the feel of
it's
it,
the ritual, the scent as well, of isn't it. There?
The ritual, the self-care of like cleansing and massaging, the comedy of taking off my eye makeup, then going in to see Jeff with kiss face, with just mascara and eyeliner all over my face, going, babe, and then seeing like him jump out of his skin. I enjoy that. There's just nothing I don't love about using that product. It makes me so happy. So then I sort of looked for where that was in the rest of my makeup bag and my routine. And a lot of the time it's like, I love a foundation. And I think because I didn't have great skin when I was a teenager and I couldn't get foundations that matched me. And I, when we talk about diversity at the darker end of the scale, which obviously that area needs to be addressed with much massively, more like promptness, but also at the paler end of the scale is often also very underrepresented. And I literally couldn't get foundations that were pale enough. Like, I couldn't go to Maybelline or anything and get a foundation that worked for me. I didn't have foundation until I was a lot older, and I remember getting, I bought a Clarins foundation, but it was like cake. It was so heavy. And then eventually it was Bobbi Brown Porcelain that was the first real foundation that worked for me. And I didn't get that until I was in my mid-20s because it was the first time I could afford it. And even then I would have to save up. But I made it a thing. I went to Selfridges. I saved up. I paid for it with cash. It made me so happy. I got the little bag. I made it a moment. But yeah, I love when a foundation just does wonderful things for my skin. Like when I apply like the La Mer foundation. So it's a high-end example. And I love the Wet n Wild, we've talked about this, but it doesn't give me the same,
it's not the same joy
as the La Mer. Like, I love the smell of the La Mer product, I love the packaging of the La Mer product, it feels special, it feels like skincare as well. I feel like I'm doing good for my skin, and then just the luminous finish on it, because it's matte, but it's not that flat matte, it just looks like healthy skin.
Well, and you notice it. I think it's that also that differentiation between this is my skin on a good day and this is my skin when it looks its best. Being really excited
and
by
I
that.
Love that. So that's definitely one for me. But then other end of the spectrum, a Nivea lip balm. Like a proper classic blue Nivea lip balm makes me so happy. And that is partly nostalgia, because there used to be, I don't think it exists anymore, I think to me, the smell is the same, so maybe it's the same thing. Maybe I'm just being stupid. But there used to be a brand called Labello in the UK that was lip balms. And I remember you got one free, a pink one or a blue one. Well, it was free on like Just 17 or one of those magazines. And I prized it above all else because anything you got free on a makeup, on a magazine that was makeup best, yeah. was your best thing. And I used that right down to the knob because I remember being like, I'm rubbing plastic on my mouth. And the blue Nivea traditional lip balm just smells the same to me. It's the same feeling. And it's just that ritual of applying lip balm. I love that. It makes me so, like, that makes me happier than, like, applying a red lipstick.
Really?
I'm not a red lipstick person. I like red lipstick, though. I love it on you. I think the braces have really turned me off. So I think when the braces come off.
They look so fabulous, though.
It will be, like, not with red lipstick all over them. but I loved how many people in our group were, like, I love red lipstick. That's my thing. Yeah. It makes me feel awesome.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, go you. But then I was like, wait, but I feel the same about lip balm and that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's the amazing with beauty. There is no rules at all. And I think, yeah, I mean, I think one of the other powerful things as well that's kind of coming up from all this as well is the power of scent. You know,
I was just thinking
when we were talking about the experience, and I think also that excitement when you've saved your money and you're ready to buy that product that you know brings you joy, especially whether it's a repeat purchase or the first time you're buying something that you know you've wanted, you've tested and swatched it in Sephora or wherever you get your makeup from, and you're really excited. And one shop I think does this really well, actually, is Jo Malone. I think when you go to Jo Malone, I was going to search about the Jo Malone
that's made me really happy lately.
And I think there's something about going into a Jo Malone store that they have really nailed that feeling of the whole process, the whole experience. There's the friendliness, but there's also like advice if you want the help. I think everything from you buy a candle so you get your little Jo Malone matches, like everything for me there is about heightening the experience and the joy, I think.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of brands could take note from how they do that. I think it's a really important part of it.
Yeah. I recently, when I was coming back from England on tour, it's like spend my life on tour, I do. But I was coming back through Heathrow and I was so exhausted. I just wanted to get on the plane and be home. I was so tired. As I was coming through, I managed to bypass duty free completely because I was like, you know, I've not got the energy, I can't do it. Yeah. And also, like, did not need more stuff. So I was like, you know what, be good, just go and sit down and wait for your flight. And I was just going to go through and I walked past Jo Malone. It's like, no, I've got to go in. And I went in Jo Malone and I ended up buying one of their summer collection. They had the Blossom Girls, I think it was called. Nice. And there were three. So there was Plum Blossom, which is, I just imagine Plum Blossom. That's like a neon orange label. There was the Nashi Blossom, which was green, and then the Sakura Cherry Blossom, which was hot pink. And the peach one, I just really loved the color of it. It's like a neon coral almost.
Pretty.
Label. And I was like, oh, that's pretty. I'm going to smell it. And when I smelled it, it immediately was like a punch in the face. It smelled just like, and I'm sure it doesn't, but it smelled just like the Givenchy Fleur d'Intendie, which was like a teen fragrance in the 90s. It was like the green box and the frosted glass bottle. If I've got a bottle somewhere because I bought it from eBay, it's rancid and it's gone off. I just wanted it, and it smelled exactly like it, and I was just like, I was, in the parlance of the children, shook. I genuinely stood there like having a minute, and the woman was like, oh, can I help you, are you all right? And I was just like,
Give me a minute. I want this.
And it freaked me out. And every time I've used it, I keep thinking, like, it's going to hit me that it's not the same thing. But every time I use it, I get that blast of, like, because I remember, I think I bought Fleur d'Intendie. I don't know if I bought it when we were on holiday, because I was always allowed, like, a thing from duty free. I can't remember if that's when I got it or if I got my mum to buy it me for Christmas. But I would never have had the money to buy that as a teenager, because it was maybe like 96, 97. I would have been
maybe
15,
16. I love that I
would have
still chosen a white Toblerone at that point over a perfume.
I respect that.
Well done, you.
I went hard on perfume quite early on. But yeah, I just loved it so much. I had to have it. And it was advertised in Just 17 all the time, and all those, you know, Bliss and all of those magazines. I was obsessed. I'm like, I've got to have it. And I got it for either, it was a special occasion, because I would never have just gotten it. But the smell of it made me so happy. And this Plum Blossom, Jo Malone, it's still available. So try and go and smell it if you remember Fleur d'Intendie. It just made me so happy. And it's making me so happy ever since.
Yeah.
Similar, lovely. I had to go and buy a can of Charlie Red body spray.
Oh.
Had to do it.
I was an impulse girl.
Oh, nice.
Vanilla kisses.
That would not make you happy.
A boy
today,
got me
then.
That for Valentine's Day once, and now I'm like, it's kind of sweet because I liked Impulse, but I'm like, is it like he thought I smell? I feel a bit like I don't really know how to take that as an adult
now. I feel like
now.
He wanted to buy you perfume, but like let himself down.
It's what a 14-year-old can manage. So yeah. Well done him. We'll give him that.
Good for you, son. Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like things that made me happy in the past that now wouldn't make me happy. I just think that's interesting too.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like our tastes change. You know, I've got friends who used to be into a lot of makeup. And now they don't like any makeup at all, maybe just mascara. Mm-hmm. And also I've got friends by the same token who, you know, were never into makeup and now suddenly they've really like got it and they're like, oh, I don't know, well, I was never into it when I was younger, but now I'm older, like I love saving up my money and like saving up for a really coveted thing that I know I really want, and then when I get it I get to enjoy it and find those different ways to wear it. And I think that's really fun, you know. A beauty kind of continues to surprise me, and the relationship we all have with beauty is very different and very unique. And I think mostly to sum up really is just to say, like we said, there aren't any rules. There's not a right way to love beauty.
No, if the thing that makes you happiest in the world is kicking your boyfriend out for the evening and depotting eyeshadow palettes into one giant deep palette.
Oh my goodness, that's no my
shame
favorite.
You. Oh, it's the best.
Get a label maker out and you label the shit out of your makeup. That to me is a good night.
Oh, I love
it. I mean, if you
I
throw in a bottle of wine...
Palette.
There's not much.
But I did my depotting into a Z palette with a Stanley knife. So I would say I have the wine after the Stanley knife. But Jeff was downstairs.
We should
doing
do
his
that.
Brewing.
Yeah.
He was doing his brewing with his little friend. So I knew I wasn't going to be bothered. I had my Z palette. I had a couple of these. May or may not have ordered some palettes off Hosh. We've talked about it before. Everyone knows they're really good. Just embrace it. And I was taking them out of the Hosh palettes, put them into a Z palette, so I could take them all away with me, so I could fill it up. I put a Twilight movie on.
Oh.
I don't even remember which one it was because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
No.
And then after I'd done the old Stanley knife in, which is the way to do it, by the way, if you don't care about destroying the original palette.
Yeah, I need to get a Stanley knife.
It's amazing. You just do like a little slit at the side next to where the pan is and you just pop it out. It's brilliant. Yeah. But yeah, I was like, crafting, makeup, Twilight. Actually, do you know what? That's something we didn't mention in New News, and we really should. New News. Also, it makes me happy.
We interrupt this for a special report of New News.
It's Fenty Beauty's birthday, and to celebrate their birthday, they brought out two new products.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Sorry if you're wearing headphones.
Rihanna's like, never, ever do that again. But yeah, Fenty brought out two products to celebrate their birthday. Is that nice of them to bring out products for us to celebrate their birthday?
Yeah, we still got to buy them though, Lindsay. Don't forget.
Yeah, I did celebrate Rihanna's birthday by buying her stuff. So there's a new shade of the Gloss Bomb, which I loved the Gloss Bomb, the original. And this is Diamond Milk, which is like a very milky gloss.
Fancy.
Neutral milky gloss with a shot of glitter in it. It's really pretty. And then the thing that made me remember is the How Many Carats? Which is the Diamond Bomb all over Diamond Veil.
Very
in
nice.
The shade. How many carrots? And I say that like that because there is a question mark and an exclamation mark, which you're not really supposed to do. But I'm not gonna grammar police it. It's fine. And it is a highlighter, as you can imagine, and it is bonkers. It's Twilight Vampire. It's how you turn yourself into a Twilight.
That's
Vampire.
That's what made you think of it, wasn't it?
Yeah, because it's almost a sheer base and it's like a gel highlighter.
Amazing.
But then the glitter in it is just the finest sparkle glitter of all time. That is how you turn yourself into Edward Cullen. If anyone's planning to Twilight Vampire for Halloween,
that is
get
how
it
to
all
do
over
it.
You.
Yeah, okay.
Also on their Instagram there is a video, which you're gonna die when I show you, of a plus size male model basically covered in it dancing. And
oh
it's
my
the
goodness,
greatest
amazing.
Thing of all time. I've forgotten his name because I'm the worst woman alive.
Go to Fenty Instagram now, guys.
Do it now because it's so great. And it made me really happy and it made me want to buy it. And I did.
Oh my goodness, that's so cool.
But he's really, really good. And it's really, really good. If you want your glitter bomb, get it on yourself. But yeah, that's just reminded me of something that made me happy is that A, that Instagram video, and B, Twilight and glittering like a weirdo.
Amazing.
Love it. Right, are you ready?
Do it. Highlight of the week.
We're turning into lounge singers. It got very sexy.
It got a bit
there.
Jazzy then.
Yeah, I had that. My arm just been in the air this whole episode in a flourish.
I love it.
I'm very excited. Tell us about your highlight. Tell us about your highlight.
Well, this is an ode, Lindsay, to Flesh Beauty. I think we've mentioned them a little bit on the podcast. I feel like we have. Some of you may or may not know. Have I not done this for you? Sorry. Oh, it's getting a bit too sexy for my liking.
That is pretty.
Yes. So this is the makeup palette that I used in my... I've been doing a series over my YouTube channel called Capsule Makeup Challenge, where I picked 10 pieces of makeup, 10 pieces only, and I proceeded to create 10 separate videos using only those 10 products. So the whole point was, can we fall back in love with makeup we already have? Oh, Lindsay's into it.
Sorry.
She's into it.
No, it's not like I didn't like it on your
video.
Did it
bring you joy?
But, like, now it's on my hand.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's such a good palette,
she says,
guys.
Immediately going to alter them. Yeah. Ordering one for herself that she doesn't need.
Oh, I love it. I mean,
I've got credit at Ulta. I've got credit. I returned some things, you guys.
Oh,
I've got
dear.
Credit.
Oh, dear. Well, anyway, it's a beautiful blooming palette. Oh, and you can see it in action over my YouTube channel. Just go to youtubeharrymakesup.com and you can see me using this in 10 different looks. Cheeky plug. Not ashamed. I've got to do it because for me, it justifies the highlight.
She's got her though.
And it's cheeky plug. Just beautiful. The pink shade's awesome. I feel like for those girls who want their kind of like neutrals and tones they know they're going to use every day, this has got you sorted. But the pink and the copper in here as well just make it exciting. And I did like a tutti frutti. Do you remember fruit salads, Lindsay?
I do.
Sweets.
I've got some.
Oh, okay. We're getting those out in a minute.
I like lollipops, but I'm a big fruit salad fan.
Well, I did an eye makeup look inspired by fruit salads. An ode to fruit salad sweets from this palette. And there's mattes, there's shimmers, there's metallics in here. It's just a beautiful little palette. I want to say this was $38.
It was exactly $38. Okay, I'm looking at it this very second. It's the Flesh Colour Eyeshadow Palette.
And it's available at Ulta. And I have a lot of love after using it for 10 videos. I can highly, highly recommend it without even thinking about it.
That's very exciting.
Yeah,
that's
it's legit.
Very exciting.
I feel like I don't think I could have any more evidence to back up how much of a highlight of it week. How I love
I'm just dead into it. There's another colourway as well.
That's all purple. That's new.
Yeah, look.
Oh.
It's kind of like the new Huda palettes that we also didn't talk about
Lindsay,
in New Year's because
there's shook.
Too much. She's shook. There's
She's shook.
Flesh Colour Starshine, which is purples and silvers. Ooh. That's also really pretty.
That is really pretty. But I still stand by the fact. Start with the one I've got.
That one's much more wearable.
It's very wearable. But the pink will have you... It will bring all kinds of joy to your life.
It'll have you shook.
It'll have you shook. Yep. Should you be in the market for a new palette? I never want to push anything on you that you don't want or
need. You might not want to be shook.
You might not want to be shook, but I like it. Lindsay, what you got?
I have also got a palette. I'm not going to order it because I've got all the palettes, but it's so nice. Maybe I will. I don't know. So I bought a palette. I don't know if anyone remembers last episode. Got a bit dramatic. And I was talking about how much I had enjoyed the Jeffree Star Shane Dawson YouTube series. We're not going to discuss it above and beyond that. But it made me much more curious about Jeffree's products.
I bet his sales went up a ton after that series.
I bet they went up a bloody ton. So I ordered, and do you know what? I went to the Facebook group and asked some questions and loads of people were like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And now I just feel silly for having denied myself so many beautiful highlighters for so many years. But do you know what? We all live and learn. We all grow. We all change.
There's time.
Doing a hand in the air again. I feel like it's come to me at the right time.
Yeah.
So I ordered the Blood Sugar palette.
Which is stunning.
It's ridiculous.
That is joy. That is joy in a box.
It is joy. It is joy. And that's it fits in the theme of this week's episode.
It really does.
So it comes in this beautiful white and red slip case. It looks like an old VHS cassette, which made me really happy. That made me happy.
If you're under 17, go and ask your mum and dad what a VHS is.
Go and ask what a video. Get them to take you down the video shop. It's embossed on the side. Mine was Clearview Video in the village. Then they close it down. Now it's Rhythm and Booze. Aww. Actually, is it even still Rhythm and Booze? I don't know. I've not been in the village in ages. But that's in the village. So there's this white slipcase with red embossed writing on it, which was even that is the attention to detail on embossing a slipcase.
Yeah, this is above and
for
beyond.
For a palette. And then I ordered it from Beautylish. They didn't have it in stock on Jeffree Star Cosmetics. Right. So I ordered it from Beautylish and it still came in Jeffree Star branded tissue paper.
Nice.
Which is like decorated with his tattoos.
Oh, cool.
The attention to detail on this is insane.
Amazing.
And this is before we've even got to the palette, which is, I mean, it's bloody huge. It is the size of a massive
VHS. It is like
VHS.
A VHS. Yeah, it's like a big old VHS.
It's huge,
clips.
But it's awesome. It's red leatherette. It's all vegan and cruelty-free.
Oh,
so it's not leather, but it's leatherette. It's red. It's printed with black and white. It's got On the front, it says Blood Sugar in big white letters.
I think I'm going to buy it.
It's got the Jeffree Star logo on it. It's got these amazing little metal clasps that keep it closed. Then inside, it's got a huge mirror. It looks like a jewelry box.
It does. It's like vanity
worthy. Stunning jewelry box. And then it is, how many shades are we? It's 18 shades for $52.
Which they are gorgeous.
They are beautiful. I think it's really good value. Then you get into the actual shades themselves. They are so pigmented.
Come on, pigment.
Come through, pigment. Pigment, come through. They are just so pretty. It's very, very pink and purple and warm tone. But then I guess there's these little sort of cooler neutrals in the corner. Yeah. So you've got a white, you've got a couple of sort of taupey-er, mushroomier shades to use as backdrop colours. Then you can go sort of your golds, your aubergine-y, warm orange brownie colour. Then you go down to the bottom where it's your purples, corals, reds. There's a vibrant hot pink in the middle. Insane. I've even surprised myself at what I've used. I did a look the other day, which did no one any favours, but it made me so happy I left it on. And I used Candy Floss as my base, which is a shimmery pink. It is the colour of Candy Floss. Wasn't as neutral as I thought because it's dead pigmented. So I had like sparkly Candy Floss eyes. And then I used the colour Blood Sugar, which is this warm, corally, pinky gorgeousness, just on the edges and as a liner. And then sort of popped it with a eyeliner and tons of mascara.
Can you start doing photographic evidence for me, please? Because
I would like to see it.
It
sounds better than it looked.
Oh, I want to see.
But it made me so happy. I wore it over to Santa Monica for dinner.
Well, good for you.
Went down a treat, as you can imagine.
I want photos next time, please.
But yeah, it made me really happy. It makes me more experimental because I have it. And I am trying to get better at trying with shades that I might not have originally picked. Because you can just take it off.
That is, again, talking about love of makeup, like that is the best thing. You can take it off and start again if you don't like it.
Yeah, and I did say that, again, we're not wanting to dwell on products we didn't love at the moment, but I tested out the Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk palette, which I know there's been a lot of talk about.
A lot of questions.
And actually, it did me no favours. The colours just weren't for me. They weren't for a pale, cool-toned blonde lady. It just looked like I'd wipe my eye with a tea bag, and that sounds better than it looked. It looked awful. Yeah. But you know what? I just took it off. I just wet a cotton bud with eye makeup remover and took it off and started again.
Live in America where you can take makeup back, which is wonderful.
Which is the joy of it. Yeah.
That is the joy of makeup in America.
Yeah, you can return basically everything. But this Blood Sugar palette, talk about joy.
So beautiful.
There's just not anything about it that makes me unhappy. I didn't think the price was unfair.
No, I feel like you get a lot of
product. Packaging is
insane.
The quality of the eyeshadows are insane. The only thing I'm sad about is that I can't buy the Thirsty palette because it's sold out.
So this is the gateway drug, isn't it, to more Jeffree Star makeup?
Yeah, it is. And I know he's planning a foundation, and I know I actually have one of the Liquid Frost highlighters as well, which is really pretty. It just is not as
exceptional.
It'd
be a beautiful gift.
This.
I think if you have like such a ultimate beauty lover, like the whole, again, we talk about the joy of makeup. This is like an experience.
Imagine opening this Christmas morning. Because it's just such a... You want to play with it. I want to play with it.
Yeah, I mean, Lindsay's holding it like it's a Care Bear. Like, she's literally, like, cuddling it.
It does remind me a little bit of my Care Bear movie VHS.
Says it all.
Yeah. We're going big on the palettes this week.
This is unusual for us. I'd like to point out we don't usually promote this many palettes in one go, but...
It's all palettes all the time at the moment.
When they're good, they're good.
Hot and cold, running. It's like buses.
And to be fair, we've had a lot of dud ones as well that we're not going to mention, that we've been sent where we were like, there's nothing new there. But the joint highlight, Lindsay.
Yeah.
It's special.
I don't think anyone's ready for it. I'm not ready for it.
I am ready.
I'm born ready.
It is, don't hate us, Pat McGrath Bronze Seduction.
I hate you.
The most expensive eyeshadow palette ever created in the history of eyeshadow palettes. But my goodness.
I just didn't ever expect to fall in love like this again.
I'm really sorry because I don't want to say this is so good, but it is.
I know.
And I can't lie.
No, and the thing is, like, I've talked a lot about having bought the original three when they came out and having regretted it.
Yeah.
Because I haven't used them as much as I thought I would. I can't travel with them. They're really unwieldy. They're really heavy. They're really impractical. And I just didn't get on with them the way that I thought I would. I think they demand more creativity and expertise than I have. I often feel that way when I look at them, other than just using single color shades. But then this baby came along, and then I looked in her eyes, and in the style of having watched too many Twilight movies, I imprinted on this palette, and now we are in love.
I fell down a YouTube hole, Pat yep. McGrath's YouTube hole and Instagram hole of watching this palette being used by loads of different people. And I was like, oh God, I'm going to have to buy it off my pro kit. I really, yeah. really love it.
I haven't even got that excuse.
I don't regret it. I mean, you can share my excuse. You have a podcast now, Matt.
Oh,
it's
that's
all good.
True.
It's all good. Yeah. It's for research purposes.
I was doing a tutorial for the cats.
For the cats.
And they really needed to see a shimmery metallic red.
Yeah. I love all the Pat McGrath palettes that have existed so far. And it's fair to say that knowing Lindsay had them, I felt that I could dip into them when I wanted to play.
Give it a try.
But they were heavy. And I was like, the shadows are insane and they're gorgeous. But there's I think I felt like I had similar products from various other brands in individual form or things similar that made me not feel I need them. And then she brought out Bronze Seduction, and
it's just so upsettingly beautiful.
Yeah, I'm just gonna have to buy it. I think it's so good. It's so good. I feel like if there had to be like a favorite of the Pat McGrath palette so far, for me this is the one I'm glad. It's like I'm glad I waited.
Yeah,
like virginity.
You waited for true love.
I'm glad I waited.
I was the whore that just gave myself to every not. And we're very sex positive. We're very sex positive on this podcast, but I will
steady
whore
now,
myself out to every palette going. We all know that about me, and I'm fickle. I change my mind. That's okay. Ladies can do that.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I may have met the one. I've literally just told you how much I love the Jeffree Star. but I just think it's a superlative palette. We're talking about joy. We're talking about like actual feelings of joy. Yeah. Christmas is coming. Put it on your Christmas list. It is $125. It's a lot of money. Can you put a price on joy? Yes, you can. It's $125. the thing I think that makes this different to the other palettes from Pat McGrath that I have is this is a much more coherent color story to me. A lot more user friendly, a lot easier to work with. You can make a lot of really easy daytime looks with this. You can mix it up and play with the duochromes, with the reds, with the molten, more liquid, the colors that work better if used wet. Or you can just create really pretty, pretty looks with the mattes and with the other shades. Oh, it makes me so happy. And if you don't have the money, it's not worth it.
No,
I wouldn't go into debt for it.
No, it's not.
Don't hock your best shoes for it. Don't, like, you know, do something you'll regret. But if you can afford it, or if you can get it on your Christmas list, your birthday list, whatever.
There's a high probability it might bring you joy.
There is a high possibility of joy. Well, what a beautiful episode. Beautiful. Thank you so much for listening. Just a couple more things to do before we go away and, quite frankly, have a drink. We have the CRT giveaway. How very exciting.
Very exciting.
All you have to do to win the new Astro Light palette, as well as the Glitter Flip Lips, as well as the Dewy Stick, as well as the Wonder One mascara, is pop over to our Instagram page. It's Full Coverage Pod on Instagram, and there will be a picture of the CRT palette. It's right there. It's right there. All you've got to do is like it and comment, and then you'll be entered. It's open worldwide, and we will announce the winner at the end of the next episode. And you know what? If you're not into winning free stuff of awesome makeup, you could always just come and hang out with us. It's been a long day. Come and hang out with us at our Facebook group. So just go to facebook.com/ Full Coverage Podcast, and the top pinned post on that page, pin post on the page will be for the Beauty Banter group. All you've got to do is click join. We will accept your invitation or application, I'm not sure, and then you'll be a member, and then we'll all be there talking about makeup together, won't we difficult eyes?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. It's been so awesome to share so much joy, as always. So we will be back in but 2 weeks, and we have a very exciting interview. Actually, we will be sitting down to talk to Divya Gugnani from Wonder Beauty, which I'm very excited about.
Very exciting.
And yeah, we'll be sharing that with you before you even know it.
So that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening, guys. We'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.